very, very musical. I love it. I love it when the bands come in. I've done some recording, Robin, as you know. I've been in the studio.
You have a few records.
I have a few records out. None of them did much, but...
Two.
People don't appreciate my talent.
Your music. You're ahead of your
time. That's not strictly true, Howard.
Oh, it is true. I put out a great song with Rob Zombie. It should have been a huge smash, don't you think?
I thought it was great.
Did you guys ever hear my music?
What was the one with Rob Zombie?
Well, it was called American Nightmare. This is it. I'll play it for you. Tell me what you think of it. Seriously, okay, you guys are professional musicians. I mean, I thought it was good. Did about 700,000 copies, but, I thought it was going to do more, Rob. I thought I was going to be big.
I thought this was your breakthrough album.
Yeah, I even performed this on MTV live. Check this out. Sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to be nude. Yeah. What do you think of this? You like it? Not bad, right? That's Rob. Hold on, here I come. This is me. Beautiful. Right. This is Rob. Here I come. It's me. And then so on and so forth.
Impressive debut.
Thank you.
I'd say you nailed it.
It's awesome.
People don't understand how great I am.
Oh.
Well, you guys certainly are great. Put out some great songs. Garbage is here, Robin.
Yes.
Let me introduce everyone.
How did you pick that name?
That's a good name. Garbage is a good name.
It is a good name.
But you know why it's a good name? It's self-effacing. You make fun of yourselves. I like that. Too many bands take themselves seriously, like the Beatles. I never appreciated that. Duke is here, of course. Duke will be playing guitar and keyboards. They were just doing a rehearsal of what is my favorite song of yours, I Would Die For You.
So we understand.
Yeah, I love that, because Shirley looks like a little slut when she sings it.
Yeah.
And I think about, I think about...
Just when I sing it.
I just think about doing evil stuff to you. You know what I mean? Don't play it yet, that'll ruin it.
Okay.
So they did a rehearsal, and it's very, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Steve is here. Steve plays bass, and God knows what else was going on over there. Steve, you were playing other things. I don't know...
I was. It's a secret, though, what I was doing.
Right. And Butch, of course, is here. Butch, are you the guy who is known, really, as the guy who started grunge music, all the bands turn to for help when they're in trouble? Is that true or false?
It's sort of true.
Yes, it is.
Who has turned to you?
Has Smashing Pumpkins turned to you?
I've worked with the Pumpkins, yeah.
Aha, so you admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Even Smashing Pumpkins.
Right. And you produced Nirvana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you've done a lot of cool stuff. You know what I mean? And, of course, Duke, you are known as... You are the guy who bangs all the chicks on the road, right? Is that true?
Is that your job?
Is that your job in the band? What is it? You're single and you're allowed to do that? Are you a single guy, and obviously Garbage has a lot of groupies and things, and you nail them all, right?
Well, not all of them.
He's like had a limited amount of time.
No, but I mean, seriously, you are what is your nickname on the road? Seriously. Don't you have a nickname? Is it not that your nickname? Wait, I'm going to tell you your nickname.
I was told not to use, we were instructed not to use certain words.
But I didn't think it was a dirty word.
What is the nickname?
Sir Shagalot.
Oh, really?
Right? Isn't it Sir Shagalot?
You've been doing your homework.
Oh, yeah. Why do they call you Sir Shagalot? Seriously. Why does the band do that? How did you get that nickname?
They don't call me that anymore.
Why did they call you that?
And Shirley, I have always found you extremely attractive.
Thank you, Howard.
Every time I see the band, and I do get turned on by your appearance, I gotta say. And what about you? Have you shagged Sir Shagalot or any other members of the band?
Sir, I have not.
You have not. Now, you're married?
Mm-hmm.
But you keep that kind of quiet, right?
No, I don't keep it quiet.
Is that part of your image, to sort of like so the young boys can fantasize about you and think that you're available?
I think being married is irrelevant.
It is.
To whether people find you attractive or not. And I have never tried to cover up the fact that I am married.
But I think that you probably have sex outside the marriage. Is that true or false?
No, that is not true.
Really? You have never cheated?
I have never cheated. He's the only man I've never cheated on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
And how long has this been going on?
I don't know how long I've been with him, although I've been married to him for 2 years.
Oh, you have. Well, we'll see what happens in 5 years. Trust me. I can see you're barely holding on by a thread.
It's been tough, huh?
Do you fantasize about other men or only your husband?
My mother told me that on the day before I got married that you will always fantasize about other men.
Why did you get married? Seriously, here you're young, you're attractive.
My husband is the best looking, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word on
ass?
No.
He's the best looking gentleman. genitalia?
Yes, that wow. I've ever seen.
What?
Now, I know big genitalia is very important to you.
Yeah, because my father has, and that's what...
You saw your father's genitals?
Oh. Yeah.
What age did you see your father's genitals?
Well, he never tried to hide them from me. I was maybe, I don't know, from when I was a baby, I suppose.
Really?
And he never revealed them to me, but, you know, I'd see them in passing.
So as young as an infant, your father began exposing himself to you?
No, I must put this to the... You know, on the record now, my father never exposed himself. But, you know, my parents weren't freaked out with the nudity. Anymore.
Right, they'd walk around the house nude and you would see your father and you saw that your father had a full-size package.
Wow. Yeah.
And when you met your husband, he was your boyfriend at the time, you said, my God, I'll never have genitals as big as these.
Exactly.
He looked like a horse.
Yeah.
Wow. And that is important to you.
That is important to me. And you know what? Any girl that says otherwise is a liar.
Robin, you've always said that.
I've always said size matters.
I got to tell you something. I am very small. And I have been with women before my wife and even with my wife. And they always have a look of shock and disappointment when I pull my pants down. You're absolutely correct.
You can make up for it in other areas, for sure.
Yes, and I enjoy doing that. I enjoy performing oral sex on women because I know that I have to try extra hard.
Well, that's impressive because not every man will come from that angle.
Well,
that's
let me tell you something, Shirley. As a matter of fact, I will make sure that I deliver an orgasm to a woman some other way because I know once that I have sexual intercourse with her, she will never have an orgasm. So I always try to deliver. So Shagalot's like, I don't have any of these problems.
What is he talking about?
You're right. That's why I'm so shag-a-lot. Well, you're a lucky man. You are really lucky. You're all lucky. What can I say? And what about the other guys? You married too? Oh, really? Too bad. I mean, you can't indulge in groupies or you can't? You can cheat on your wives?
We just sort of do it through Duke, you know?
Through Duke. Duke does it all.
We live through Duke.
God, that's amazing. All right, now, and you know what it strikes me odd about Shirley is that you thought you were ugly as a child. You're a beautiful woman, and yet you thought you were ugly, and you would take razor blades and scar yourself with razor blades? I find that so attractive.
It's not very attractive, actually.
I like it.
I don't want to even... it's not something I'm proud of, but I think a lot of teenage girls suffer from it.
They do.
Yeah. Is this my sad music?
I think it's kind of sexy, in a way.
No, it's not the least bit sexy. Well, let me cut you up.
I see a girl with a couple of scars on her, and I go, I think I can get her.
Yeah, really. That's all it means to you.
That's what it means to me. I like it. It might mean I can get her. And you are very open about your sexuality. You talk about it in all the interviews, and I always like that. Although
I get asked about it, and I'm...
Why is that?
I think because people are obsessed by it, and they don't like to talk about it. I think they're freaked out by talking about it, and I don't think it's a particularly big deal.
And why do you think John Goodman is one of the best-looking men on the planet?
I just think he's kind of hot. I can't explain it.
John Goodman, the guy from Roseanne.
From Roseanne?
Yeah.
I bet you're the only person. Like, you wouldn't have to fight your way to the front of that
Robin,
line.
You know that's not true.
And I bet he has a small penis.
Sure. No.
That's right.
I disagree.
Now, you wear bright red lipstick, which I love. That must leave a lot of evidence on a man when you're with him.
I suppose it does, actually. I've never really thought
I love it. Now, how did you meet these guys? Like, how did the group Garbage get together? I mean, how do you all meet up and get this whole thing going?
We saw Sheryl on MTV, actually.
Well, yeah. Really? And what were you, like a solo artist or something at the time?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
And you said, hey, there's someone who could front our band?
Yeah, we fell in love with her voice.
She has a great voice.
We were looking for a singer, and we had no idea that this was going to sort of morph into a band that we've been obsessed with now for 4 years.
Cool.
Right. Who writes all the songs?
All of us do.
You all do? So you all share in the publishing?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
That's why we're a happy band.
Not going to make any money. That's the problem.
Nobody's going to make any money.
Yeah, less fights that way.
Yeah.
So you don't have any of those arguments, because I know most guys who come in here, bands... There's always one or two guys who write the songs. They get all the publishing. They have all the money. They have the best houses, and the other guys are jealous.
Yeah.
So there's none of that in the band.
Nope.
Yeah, none of us have houses.
None of you have houses. That's good. Shirley, you live in a hotel, right? Don't you?
No, I have a house.
Oh, you do?
I lived in a hotel when I was recording.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I'd like to have sex with you. In a hotel. That'd be great.
You can maybe make a deal with my husband. He's kind of an open-minded, liberal kind of guy.
Oh, yeah? You bring girls into
like
the bed?
Like I say, you know...
You attracted to women at all?
No, I've gone there and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
I'm trying to get Robin to do it with me.
Yeah. With you?
That's right.
But you're not
another girl.
That's not a woman.
I'm hung like a woman. All right, so...